from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, it took 4 years. 4 years. It is the number one story in the nation, and thank God for that. The admission, finally, by Mark Zuckerberg, that he censored for the FBI lie, he censored for the Democrat Party, and he shouldn't have. He put his thumb on the scale in that election to help Joe Biden. And he shouldn't have. He says he regrets it. We'll see what this means going forward. On my page, this broadcast has been banned. It will not load. They accuse me, ironically, of Russian copyright infringement.
Yeah, go figure.
Because I use a lot of, it was because I had put Russian language music on this show. You ever heard Russian language music on this show?
No.
No, because I didn't.
No.
This show has not been able to load onto Facebook. It started the week the FBI announced they were censoring again on social media. That week. The show does load onto the Word page, but not onto mine. So I thought I'd see this morning if I could load the show. Would the FBI let me? Would Zuckerberg let me? The answer is no. I could not load the show onto my own Facebook page. So we'll see if anything changes at Facebook. Maybe they need a couple more days to allow speech again on Facebook. I don't know. But this broadcast is not allowed, at least on my Facebook page. But, you know, good for him for coming out and saying it in this letter to the Judiciary Committee. But there's something in the letter. Our side is missing the headline.
There had to be something.
We always do. If saving the republic comes down to our side's ability to write a headline, we will lose the republic. We will lose
Sad
the republic.
Sad but true, yes.
Yeah, because we just don't have that. The big thing in here, the shocking thing in here for Zuckerberg to say, and given the rate at which criminal cases are being pursued now here in America and around the world against social media CEOs who do not cooperate with the FBI and their lies and their censorship demands. I was shocked he admitted this. You know what is buried in the middle of this letter that he wrote to Republicans on the Judiciary Committee? An admission that the Russia hoax was a hoax. By who? The FBI. Made the whole thing up.
Gee, where have we heard this before?
Made the whole thing up. So you remember years and years of 17 intel agencies say the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. No, the Russians were never coming, and they were always lying. And they were always lying to get the upper hand and the ability to censor people telling the truth, like me and others who just want to cover the news. That's all we want to do, to cover the news and project reality into America. So if you are one of my liberal trolls who have found me on Twitter and you're really angry that I get to say these things without interference, let me look you directly in the eye if you're looking at me on Rumble. Look at me right now. They lied to you. 2.5 years of Russia collusion coverage was fake. At times, according to the Media Research Center, 60% of CNN's daily broadcast on average covered Russia collusion. Understand, 60% of the newscast you thought was real was fake. That's not us. We didn't do that. Your side did that. That was Hillary Clinton, who actually her campaign came up with the Russia hoax. And the FBI.
And paid for part of it.
And paid for part, and also the CIA.
Yeah.
Right? She, by the way, committed a felony and a misdemeanor paying for it because she mislabeled it in her campaign report.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also a foreign expenditure, which is illegal. So she committed a felony and misdemeanor for that.
But that only matters when Republicans get
right,
caught doing
right. It, when so. they you know, they do things accounting-wise that are supposedly not true. So understand, I just want you to stop and think for a minute. If your party would lie to you about this, if the FBI would create an entire, because this is what it was, Lee, a whole fake reality. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a lie.
Yeah.
It was a fake reality. I mean, remember all the stories we had? You had people on the left who were so terrified because they thought Russia was taking over the country via Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That they were seeking counseling for that. That's how terrified the FBI had them. Let me read you the paragraph. This really is a remarkable moment in U.S. history right now. As written by the hand of Mark Zuckerberg, it's since been made clear that the reporting was not Russian disinformation. What reporting? That the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Where'd that come from? Came from the FBI. It came from the 51 spies who lie. And this is the terrifying part, okay? In a weird way, I get why Zuckerberg would fall for this, okay? When 51 former heads of the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the CIA, these are assistant heads, deputy directors, former heads, all come to you with a letter saying, hey, this laptop's Russian, it's fake. I mean, you're going to question them? That many people leave, former heads of the Department of Injustice?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, all these people can't be lying. It psychologically, it's hard to comprehend. But what it is now is a measure of the profound corruption in our justice system, which is completely compromised, and our intelligence agencies. They lie. So does the mainstream media.
Yes.
When they told you on a loop, it's Russian, it's Russian, it's Russian. And think who drove this lie in the mainstream media. I mean, this is the terrifying part. The former head of the CIA, John Brennan, lied his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
The James Clapper, the former director of National Intelligence. The director of National Intelligence, the single highest ranking intel official in the country, over the CIA, over the FBI, lied his rear end off all over the media that this was Russian disinformation.
And this is not people misspeaking. This is people intentionally telling you falsehoods.
Yes.
All the while, too, I just want to quickly point this out.
Yeah.
This is why during this very same time, this is when Donald Trump, President Trump, would sit there, point to the back and say, these people are lying to you. It's fake news. And you would have the likes of Jake Tapper of CNN, one of the prime perpetrators of this whole falsehood, going on and on about this, talking about how Donald Trump was a threat to democracy, how Donald Trump was a threat to the First Amendment, how Donald Trump was a threat to the media. All of this was going on while this was happening.
And for those who want to understand how egregious this was, in the summer of 2016, the head of the CIA under Obama went to the White House and met with Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Summer 2016, let's just sink in for a minute, and wanted to warn them that Hillary Clinton's campaign had made up the Russia collusion hoax and was spreading it, that the Russians had found out and they were really, really angry that she was doing this. And he wanted to make sure we knew Obama and Biden knew it was fake before the election. So he wrote notes that he told them this. He then, in September of 2016, went and told the FBI that Hillary's campaign had made up the Russia collusion hoax. You know, the bots and the hacking and the election interference, all fake. And what did they do? They put out 17 intel agencies say the report. Every one of them lying. So when Trump took office and Comey began his investigation, you know, he was the head of the FBI, and 2.5 years worth of John Brennan, CIA director, going on television telling us the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. I could tell by looking at Trump, he's under their influence. He's the same guy, the same CIA director who in the summer of 2016 went to the White House, told him the whole thing was fake. Told him Hillary made it up. then goes on TV, Lee, wrap your mind around this, using his title as then former CIA director, because Obama was out of office, to lie to the American people about this. James Comey lied to the American people. Remember, Comey drove a lot of this for, you know, year and a half. He knew the whole time this was fake. And they, Lee, they were still going with the Hunter Biden laptop.
Yeah.
So for Zuckerberg to admit, it has been made clear that the reporting was not Russian disinformation. Talk about the Hunter Biden laptop. And in retrospect, we should not have demoted the story. Okay, what was the story, though? Everything that you just found out last week, right? When the Republicans finally did the report on the Biden bribes, right? And said, hey, they took $3.5 million from Russia. They took $8 million from China. Here's the money from Romania. By the way, they laundered it and paid taxes on none of it. So you've got that money laundering angle, too. All of that evidence was on the laptop, Lee. The corruption of the Bidens was there for anyone who wanted to see it heading into that election. But the FBI, think about this, covered up money laundering with these lies, covered up bribes from foreign entities with these lies, covered up Hunter Biden's felony level failure to register as a foreign agent. I mean, I'm looking at three felonies right there, covered up by the FBI, who used Mark Zuckerberg. It is the scandal of the century. And God knows what these cretins are doing right now in this election, because you know they're busy. We'll find out what it is over the next few years. An incredibly historic day, though, in America. And look, don't get upset about this. This is progress. It took 4 years, but no less than Mark Zuckerberg has admitted, they made it up. Russia hoax. Russia hoax. So chew on that, you toxic trolls.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, it took 4 days for this day to come. Four years for this day to come, but it's finally here. Mark Zuckerberg admits we were wrong to censor for Joe Biden. And again, let's remember what they censored, okay? Why was the FBI able to go to that computer shop and pick up Hunter Biden's laptop, right? Well, you don't just stop by and pick a thing like that up. Gotta have a warrant. How were they able to pick it up? Because they had an open money laundering investigation into that laptop and what was on it. Money laundering. Why was it a money laundering investigation? Well, because of the tax evasion. Can't pay taxes on the bribes you took now, can you? So they knew. What was the date of the money laundering investigation? Dates back to 2019. The election was in 2020. Had a laptop the whole time. Knew damn well the FBI did what was on it. And they played Zuckerberg for a fool. It's Russian disinformation. Oh, you got to hide it. It's Russian disinformation, say 51 spies who lie. No, it was all of the crimes. All of them. Again, last week we just got this report from the Republicans documenting the, you know, the amount of bribes from each country. And by the way, it's incomplete. There's actually over $20 million in bribes from Russian oligarchs. By the way, for you toxic trolls who are with me, I'm going to do a little work on your brain. That's okay. Tell me how many dollars and how many cents Trump took from Russia. You guys like to leave me comments. Well, Trump took money from Russia. He took about it. How much? You should be able to give me a dollar amount. How much? How much was it? It's a trick question. Zero. Read the Mueller report. I've read every word and the footnotes, and you will find $0.00. How much did your guy, who's owned by Russia, let's not kid ourselves, they have compromise. When you take over $20 million in Russian bribes, as documented on your laptop, the Republicans managed to find $3.5 million of it, so we'll go with that number. You can't pay taxes on it, so you can't report it. So then you got to launder the money, which they did. Your guy is the Russian stooge. That's the punchline. Your folks, the Democrat Party, always accuse others of what they are doing, and the FBI lies for them. Don't take my word for it. Read Zuckerberg this morning. It wasn't true. What else are, I'm trying to get in your head. What else are they lying to you about? You may not like my spin because I'm conservative and you're liberal. Fine, that's good. But we tell the truth here. And let me tell you something. This is new news to us. There's a lot of you on the text line now. There's a lot of you on Twitter right now who are seeing this broadcast. You're outraged by it. It sounds like lies to you because you've never heard any of this. That's because your media spins such fakeness, they create entire fake realities. And you are a victim. Here, I'll talk to you in words you understand. You are a victim. See, now do I have your attention? You always wanted to be a victim, didn't you? It's why you're liberal. You're a victim of these people. Break free. They lie to you. They lie to you. Stop believing them. RFK's out. Brett Weinstein's out. They took the red pill. You know what was crazy, though? It was possible to know at the time. See, if you'd listened to me then, you would have known the week they started telling the Russia hoax lie that it was fake. You would know. You would know true things. Again, you may not like my spin as a conservative, but you'd know real things. You'd know who was lying to you. That's one of the services we provide here on Talk Radio, and it's why I tried to load this broadcast again on Facebook this morning. It wouldn't go. We'll try again tomorrow. Maybe they'll get it fixed. Maybe the FBI is finally going to be ejected from Facebook. Texter writes, Tara, why would Zuckerberg admit this now? I don't know, but here's what he's watching. Facebook is a non-factor in American affairs, American elections, and international affairs. Non-factor. Number one most downloaded app for news. X. Number one most downloaded social media app. X. See, the earning reports for Facebook, not too good, right? It's not a good look. When you censor half your audience, and your audience is getting older and older, and as they get older, as often happens demographically, they get more conservative. It's just what happens with voters. So you have to censor more and more of your audience to keep your Democrat handlers happy. And maybe you're not, like, to give Zuckerberg a little bit of credit. Okay, let's give him a little bit of credit. Now, I know that hurts. You don't want to do that this morning. But okay. You're Zuckerberg, right? What do we hear from the CEO of Telegram? They showed up at his house. They showed up at his house at 9 a.m. on Saturday. He was running a home here. And they threatened him. You better build us a back door so we go in there and censor people. You know, you could be violating the law if you don't build it. And Zuckerberg crumbled. I mean, it's a scary thing to face prison. They showed up unannounced at his house, damn it. So Zuckerberg was always alone. He didn't want to go to prison. He didn't want what Elon Musk is facing right now. The first criminal case the Department of Justice launched against him foundered because he's got good attorneys. So they've just launched the second one. Now they're talking about arresting him in Europe, but at least Zuckerberg wouldn't be alone. And you know what's bothering Zuck, I bet? Because he's got a big ego on him. Look at the adulation, the love for Elon Musk. Look at him, the defender of the First Amendment, when Mark Zuckerberg has crushed it beneath his, you know, foot in order to further the corruption of the Bidens that he now knows is fake. By the way, do you notice what he did not apologize for? Censoring the steal. Remember, you weren't even allowed to question absentee ballot fraud in Facebook messages. Never mind post messages. He hasn't apologized for that. And he censored that for them too. And they did do the steal. By the way, we got a whole bunch of news out of Georgia right now. The GOP is waking the heck up. It's really late in the game. But what has happened is Lara Trump has gone inside the RNC, which is the big organization that, you know, runs the party's grassroots efforts across the country. And they're finding the steel. They're finding the steel that I told you about for so many years, that it was not Dominion, that it was always absentee ballot fraud, always ghost voters, always the dead voting, and most specifically, the moved, those who have moved voting. If you have moved, go back through boards of elections, make sure your registration is canceled, especially if it's in a swing state, because the Democrats will use it. And Lara Trump has been horrified, and there have been, it has been raining lawsuits. When Fat Rana, who we now know is a Democrat, she tried to go get a job at MSNBC. When Fat Rana was the head of the RNC before Trump finally kicked her out, thank God, took 4 years, none of those lawsuits happened. And I think Lara Trump went in there and went, OMG. We've got voter rolls in swing states packed with ghost voters, packed with illegal immigrants, packed with people who've moved but are still voting in that state and another state. We've got people voting for other people. We've got absentee ballots going all over the place. We got to stop this. And they're suing in a panic. The bad news is, will it be in time for the election to stop the steal this time? I do not know. But at least they are awake. And maybe someday we'll have a real vote again. It just, I don't know if it's going to be this election or the next one. But they're trying. And they are making progress in several states. I'll tell you which ones. All of that coming up on an action-packed show you will not hear anywhere else, except the people later on in the day who copy me, because I'm in the East Coast and I go first. Hey, it's the best radio on the East Coast. I'd copy me too if I didn't go first. Keep it tuned right here for the Tara Show.
A SWAT counter sniper who was working the Pennsylvania rally where former President Trump was nearly assassinated is siding with House Republicans and accusing the FBI of evidence tampering.
Do you find it odd that literally only days after the attempted assassination on President Donald J. Trump, while the roof was too sloped to place individuals for counter-sniper operations, that it wasn't too sloped or a roof for the FBI to go ahead and tamper, in my opinion, with evidence by washing the roof off that may have had significant evidence on it?
Yes, I do, Congress.
That is quite a question from Corey Mills and quite an answer from that gentleman. He also says it's absolutely suspicious the gunman's body was disposed of before a complete autopsy was done. Members of the bipartisan task force investigating the attempted assassination visited the rally site yesterday. They say they still have not received all the documents they've requested from DHS, FBI, and Secret Service. Remember, this took place July 13th. Today is August 27th, I believe.
Unbelievable. Did you catch that? SWAT sniper, this is Fox News this morning, accuses the FBI of tampering with evidence. Let that sink in the attempted assassination of Donald J. Trump. Whoa. Now, let me set this up because you're busy, you work. You might have missed this because this is going to blow your mind. Remember when the head of the Secret Service, before she resigned, testified? And then when she was gone, the acting director of the Secret Service testified. And then lying FBI lawyer and FBI director Chris Wray testified. All three told the same lie. This is remarkable. This hasn't gotten nearly enough attention. There's so much news. What was the lie they all told? That the first person, the first sniper to take out Thomas Crooks was a Secret Service sniper. They still haven't said where he was shooting from. That's a big mystery. That's weird, isn't it? Anyway, yeah, Secret Service sniper took him out. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, 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 that wasn't true. No, a SWAT sniper shot at him first, hitting his rifle and disabling it to the point he was not able to take further shots. Then the Secret Service sniper, once Thomas Crooks had been safely disabled because his rifle was damaged, took the kill shot. So, kind of a big thing to leave out. Maybe they didn't know. Oh, they knew. Why would you leave that out? Why would all three leave out that critical piece of information? The SWAT sniper, so the local sniper, took the first shot and heroically walked into the line of fire to take it, risking his life. Dang! In normal America, where things aren't corrupt and the attempted assassination, Donald Trump looking more and more like an inside job every day. And by that, I mean insecuring and unsecuring the rally to make sure Thomas Crooks had every opportunity to kill Donald Trump. That's what it looks like. In normal America, the sniper who stepped into the path where Crooks could have killed him, the path, and took that shot, would be a hero. He would have already done all the media interviews. You'd know his face the second you saw it. He'd already have a contract for his book. Not in this America. That guy's nowhere. He finally came out, when Congress called him to testify. He's the one accusing the FBI of witness tampering. Chew on that. And then it gets real weird. See, this story's missing too. It just hasn't gotten a lot of coverage. I think our side's missed it. Judicial Watch filed FOIAs, Freedom of Information Act request, right? With the FBI. Why? They heard something that I had a funny suspicion about, that the FBI is involved with this Butler rally. I mean, like, they were involved in the planning. I just had a feeling. They heard the FBI was involved in the planning. Now, you know the planning was a disaster. The planning was basically the unsecuring. Hey, we're not going to fly a drone. Oh, the police department has a drone. No, we don't want that. No drone. Oh, the team that always goes and pre-secures the area that the rally be held. Yeah, we'll just give them the day off, the CDR team. The ones who would have had Thomas Crooks, according to whistleblowers, in handcuffs because they'd have covered the area, but because they weren't there, he was allowed to walk around. Those people, that rally pre-planned, you mean the FBI did that? Yes. There's all kinds of emails and documents, which they're refusing to provide. Yeah. So Judicial Watch files the FOIA, and they're saying, no, we're not going to tell you. We're not going to tell you because, quote, it could reasonably be expected to interfere with enforcement proceedings. What enforcement proceedings? There are no enforcement. That means the case, the criminal case. There are none. Thomas Crooks is dead. But the FBI could share this information with members of Congress who have classified security clearances, but they haven't. I'll get into that in a minute. They're stonewalling them. So what do we know now? The FBI was involved somehow. We know this from the FOIA. In the planning of the Butler rally, but will not release to Congress even an email, a text message, nothing. It's all redacted. Folks, that's not part of a criminal investigation. They hadn't encountered Crooks yet. What they're hiding is their role in the planning of the Butler rally. It has nothing to do with Crooks. If they had some kind of forewarning about Crooks or something, they could even put that off limits and just share their emails. Hey, this is us planning for the rally. They're hiding it. Why? Crazy, right? I mean, this is mind-blowing stuff. But they're not just hiding that. They have conducted over 400 interviews. They're called 302s. With everybody involved, from the Secret Service agents to, I guess, FBI agents, to people of interest, people in the crowd, they're hiding every single one of them, including the interviews with both snipers. The one who took the kill shot, we still don't know his name. That's the biggest state secret ever. And the first one that they lied about. The one who actually stopped Thomas Crooks, but they left that out of the story for some reason. And folks, that's only the beginning of the cover up here. I've just scratched the surface. So what I'm going to do is layer it throughout the show today. So keep it tuned here. Nobody's going to lay this out like I have. FBI is knee deep in this, folks, and this stinks. It stinks. Mark Zuckerberg, remarkable. I mean, this is U.S. history here. Remarkable letter apologizing for election meddling on the behalf of profoundly corrupt people at the FBI and the Biden administration, in which he admits the Russian hoax. That the Russia disinformation was a hoax. That's remarkable coming from Zuckerberg. You hear it every day from Trump because it's true. But you're not going to hear it in their media, and it's the number one story in the country right now. People are going to read this letter. And there are going to be many shock leftists who learn halfway through the article, wait a minute, the whole Russia disinformation thing was fake? Yeah, your side lies to you. bigly. Zuckerberg ended the letter with this. This is a swipe at Elon Musk is what this is. This tells you he's jealous, right? Because Elon, what he's doing, he's pointing out like, oh, I'm not making any political donations this time, but Elon is. Apart from content moderation, he writes, I want to address the contributions I made during the last presidential cycle to support electoral infrastructure. Yeah, they went mainly to Democrat counties, big blue counties. Remember what they were for? They were for those drop boxes that helped facilitate the steal. They didn't go into red areas because they didn't want us voting. The idea here was to make sure local election jurisdictions across the country had the resources they needed to help people vote safely during a global pandemic. I can't keep a straight face reading this. I made these contributions through the Chan Zuckerberg initiative. They were designed to be nonpartisan, spread across urban, rural, and suburban communities. Still, despite the analyses I've seen showing otherwise, yeah, it's because they all went into big Democrat blue counties in swing states. He says, I know that some people believe this work benefited one party over the other. My goal is to be neutral and not play a role one way or another or to even appear to be playing a role. So I don't plan on making a similar contribution this cycle. So he's hitting Elon Musk there because Musk is writing checks to Trump. And in all fairness, Musk is just trying to stay out of prison because he's headed to prison if Trump loses. I mean, he is. He's headed to prison. I mean, the DOJ said, hey, listen, the last political case that we launched against Elon Musk, the last criminal case foundered, but we are going to redouble our efforts and try harder this time. That is a quote from the Wall Street Journal. So they're basically, they're not even hiding it. We're trying to get him. We're trying to get him. He says, there's a lot of talk right now about how the U.S. government interacts with companies like Meta. And I want to be clear about our position. Our platforms are for everyone. We're about promoting speech and helping people connect in a safe and secure way. As part of this, we regularly hear from governments around the world. And he goes on to say he made a mistake censoring COVID information. He says he even censored satire for the Biden administration. I know I did a couple rounds in Facebook jail over it and turned out everything I wrote was right. So I want to know where I go to get my audience because I've been basically frozen. I haven't been allowed to grow for telling the truth. Am I going to be allowed to grow again? It's going to be fascinating to see if Facebook changes or if this is just him running his weaselly little mouth. We'll see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A SWAT counter sniper who was working the Pennsylvania rally where former President Trump was nearly assassinated is siding with House Republicans and accusing the FBI of evidence tampering.
Do you find it odd that literally only days after the attempted assassination on President Donald J. Trump, while the roof was too sloped to place individuals for counter sniper operations, that it wasn't too sloped to a roof for the FBI to go ahead and tamper, in my opinion, with evidence by washing the roof off that may have had significant evidence on it?
Yes, I do, Congressman.
That is quite a question from Corey Mills and quite an answer from that gentleman. He also says it's absolutely suspicious the gunman's body was disposed of before a complete autopsy was done. Members of the bipartisan task force investigating the attempted assassination visited the rally site yesterday. They say they still have not received all the documents they've requested from DHS, FBI, and Secret Service. Remember, this took place July 13th. Today is August 27th, I believe.
Unbelievable. Did you catch that? SWAT sniper. Oh, this is Fox News this morning, accuses the FBI of tampering with evidence. Let that sink in the attempted assassination of Donald J. Trump. Whoa. Now, let me set this up because you're busy, you work. You might have missed this because this is going to blow your mind. Remember when the head of the Secret Service, before she resigned, testified? And then when she was gone, the acting director of the Secret Service testified. And then lying FBI lawyer and FBI director Chris Wray testified. All three told the same lie. This is remarkable. This hasn't gotten nearly enough attention. This is so much news. What was the lie they all told? That the first person, the first sniper to take out Thomas Crooks was a Secret Service sniper. They still haven't said where he was shooting from. That's a big mystery. That's weird, isn't it? Anyway, yeah, Secret Service sniper took him out. No, that wasn't true. No, a SWAT sniper shot at him first, hitting his rifle and disabling it to the point he was not able to take further shots. Then the Secret Service sniper, once Thomas Crooks had been safely disabled because his rifle was damaged, took the kill shot. So, kind of a big thing to leave out. Maybe they didn't know. Oh, they knew. Why would you leave that out? Why would all three leave out that critical piece of information? The SWAT sniper, so the local sniper, took the first shot and heroically walked into the line of fire to take it, risking his life. Dang! In normal America, where things aren't corrupt and the attempted assassination, Donald Trump looking more and more like an inside job every day. And by that, I mean insecuring and unsecuring the rally to make sure Thomas Crooks had every opportunity to kill Donald Trump. That's what it looks like. In normal America, the sniper who stepped into the path where Crooks could have killed him, the path, and took that shot would be a hero. He would have already done all the media interviews. You'd know his face the second you saw it. He'd already have a contract for his book. Not in this America. That guy's nowhere. He finally came out, when Congress called him to testify. He's the one accusing the FBI of witness tampering. Chew on that. And then it gets real weird. See, this story's missing too. It just hasn't gotten a lot of coverage. I think our side's missed it. Judicial Watch filed FOIAs, Freedom of Information Act request, right? With the FBI. Why? They heard something that I had a funny suspicion about, that the FBI is involved with this Butler rally. I mean, like, they were involved in the planning. I just had a feeling. They heard the FBI was involved in the planning. Now, you know the planning was a disaster. The planning was basically the unsecuring. Hey, we're not going to fly a drone. Oh, the police department has a drone. No, we don't want that. No drone. Oh, the team that always goes and pre-secures the area that the rally be held. Yeah, we'll just give them the day off, the CDR team. The ones who would have had Thomas Crooks, according to whistleblowers, in handcuffs because they'd have covered the area, but because they weren't there, he was allowed to walk around. Those people, that rally pre-planned. You mean the FBI did that? Yes. There's all kinds of emails and documents, which they're refusing to provide. Yeah. So Judicial Watch files the FOIA and they're saying, no, we're not going to tell you. We're not going to tell you because, quote, it could reasonably be expected to interfere with enforcement proceedings. What enforcement proceedings? There are no enforcement. That means the case, the criminal case. There are none. Thomas Crooks is dead. But the FBI could share this information with members of Congress who have classified security clearances, but they haven't. I'll get into that in a minute. They're stonewalling them. So what do we know now? The FBI was involved somehow, we know this from the FOIA, in the planning of the Butler rally, but will not release to Congress even an email, a text message, nothing. It's all redacted. Folks, that's not part of a criminal investigation. They hadn't encountered Crooks yet. What they're hiding is their role in the planning of the Butler rally. It has nothing to do with Crooks. If they had some kind of forewarning about Crooks or something, they could even put that off limits and just share their emails. Hey, this is us planning for the rally. They're hiding it. Why? Crazy, right? I mean, this is mind-blowing stuff. But they're not just hiding that. They have conducted over 400 interviews. They're called 302s. With everybody involved, from the Secret Service agents to, I guess, FBI agents, to people of interest, people in the crowd. They're hiding every single one of them, including the interviews with both snipers. The one who took the kill shot, we still don't know his name. That's the biggest state secret ever. And the first one that they lied about. The one who actually stopped Thomas Crooks, but they left that out of the story for some reason. And folks, that's only the beginning of the cover up here. I've just scratched the surface. So what I'm going to do is layer it throughout the show today. So keep it tuned here. Nobody's going to lay this out like I have. FBI is knee deep in this, folks, and this stinks. It stinks. Mark Zuckerberg, remarkable. I mean, this is U.S. history here. Remarkable letter apologizing for election meddling on the behalf of profoundly corrupt people at the FBI and the Biden administration, in which he admits the Russian hoax, that the Russia disinformation was a hoax. That's remarkable coming from Zuckerberg. You hear it every day from Trump because it's true, but you're not going to hear it in their media, and it's the number one story in the country right now. People are going to read this letter, and there are going to be many shocked leftists who learn halfway through the article, wait a minute, the whole Russia disinformation thing was fake? Yeah, your side lies to you. Bigly. Zuckerberg ended the letter with this. This is a swipe at Elon Musk is what this is. This tells you he's jealous, right? Because Elon, what he's doing, he's pointing out like, oh, I'm not making any political donations this time, but Elon is. Apart from content moderation, he writes, I want to address the contributions I made during the last presidential cycle to support electoral infrastructure. Yeah, they went mainly to Democrat counties, big blue counties. Remember what they were for? They were for those drop boxes that helped facilitate the steal. They didn't go into red areas because they didn't want us voting. The idea here was to make sure local election jurisdictions across the country had the resources they needed to help people vote safely during a global pandemic. I can't keep a straight face reading this. I made these contributions through the Chan Zuckerberg initiative. They were designed to be nonpartisan, spread across urban, rural, and suburban communities. Still, despite the analyses I've seen showing otherwise, yeah, it's because they all went into big Democrat blue counties in swing states. He says, I know that some people believe this work benefited one party over the other. My goal is to be neutral and not play a role one way or another, or to even appear to be playing a role. So I don't plan on making a similar contribution this cycle. So he's hitting Elon Musk there because Musk is writing checks to Trump. And in all fairness, Musk is just trying to stay out of prison because he's headed to prison if Trump loses. I mean, he is. He's headed to prison. I mean, the DOJ said, hey, listen, the last political case that we launched against Elon Musk, the last criminal case foundered, but we are going to redouble our efforts and try harder this time. That is a quote from the Wall Street Journal. So they're basically, they're not even hiding it. We're trying to get him. We're trying to get him. He says, there's a lot of talk right now about how the U.S. government interacts with companies like Meta. And I want to be clear about our position. Our platforms are for everyone. We're about promoting speech and helping people connect in a safe and secure way. As part of this, we regularly hear from governments around the world. And he goes on to say he made a mistake censoring COVID information. He says he even censored satire for the Biden administration. I know I did a couple rounds in Facebook jail over it and turned out everything I wrote was right. So I want to know where I go to get my audience, because I've been basically frozen. I haven't been allowed to grow for telling the truth. Am I going to be allowed to grow again? It's going to be fascinating to see if Facebook changes or if this is just him running his weaselly little mouth. We'll see. Mark Zuckerberg, remarkable. I mean, this is U.S. history here. Remarkable letter apologizing for election meddling on the behalf of profoundly corrupt people at the FBI and the Biden administration, in which he admits the Russian hoax, that the Russia disinformation was a hoax. That's remarkable coming from Zuckerberg. You hear it every day from Trump because it's true, but you're not going to hear it in their media, and it's the number one story in the country right now. People are going to read this letter, and there are going to be many shocked leftists who learn halfway through the article, wait a minute, the whole Russia disinformation thing was fake? Yeah, your side lies to you. Bigly. Zuckerberg ended the letter with this. This is a swipe at Elon Musk is what this is. This tells you he's jealous, right? Because Elon, what he's doing, he's pointing out like, oh, I'm not making any political donations this time, but Elon is. Apart from content moderation, he writes, I want to address the contributions I made during the last presidential cycle to support electoral infrastructure. Yeah, they went mainly to Democrat counties, big blue counties. Remember what they were for? They were for those drop boxes that helped facilitate the steal. They didn't go into red areas because they didn't want us voting. The idea here was to make sure local election jurisdictions across the country had the resources they needed to help people vote safely during a global pandemic. I can't keep a straight face reading this. I made these contributions through the Chan Zuckerberg initiative. They were designed to be nonpartisan, spread across urban, rural, and suburban communities. Still, despite the analyses I've seen showing otherwise, yeah, it's because they all went into big Democrat blue counties in swing states. He says, I know that some people believe this work benefited one party over the other. My goal is to be neutral and not play a role one way or another, or to even appear to be playing a role. So I don't plan on making a similar contribution this cycle. So he's hitting Elon Musk there because Musk is writing checks to Trump. And in all fairness, Musk is just trying to stay out of prison because he's headed to prison if Trump loses. I mean, he is. He's headed to prison. I mean, the DOJ said, hey, listen, the last political case that we launched against Elon Musk, the last criminal case foundered, but we are going to redouble our efforts and try harder this time. That is a quote from the Wall Street Journal. So they're basically, they're not even hiding it. We're trying to get him. We're trying to get him. He says, there's a lot of talk right now about how the U.S. government interacts with companies like Meta, and I want to be clear about our position. Our platforms are for everyone. We're about promoting speech and helping people connect in a safe and secure way. As part of this, we regularly hear from governments around the world. And he goes on to say he made a mistake censoring COVID information. He says he even censored satire for the Biden administration. I know I did a couple rounds in Facebook jail over it and turned out everything I wrote was right. So I want to know where I go to get my audience, because I've been basically frozen. I haven't been allowed to grow for telling the truth. Am I going to be allowed to grow again? It's going to be fascinating to see if Facebook changes or if this is just him running his weaselly little mouth. We'll see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.